The biblical book of Revelation is horribly misunderstood by most people today. But there is a way to truly understand this perplexing book. Discover the one and only key to unlocking Revelation next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. The book of Revelation is the most misunderstood book in all the Bible. You can check the commentaries and see confusion in their commentaries in all of them. They just don't logically make sense. So how can that be if this is the most important prophetic book in all the Bible and has more prophecy than any other book in the Bible, and it's so essential for us in this end time? How can God allow that to happen? Well, I'll tell you, this entire book is for this end time, and it's prophecy for today, for this world. It is comprised of seven seals. Seven seals. It seals all of those events that are to unfold. But the problem is those seven seals are in symbols that nobody understands. So how can you unlock or loosen those seals? Well, there's only one way to do it, that they're going to be loosed, and they have been loosed, and yet almost nobody knows that and understands that because they don't understand these symbols. Now, there's only one key to unlock the book of Revelation, and I want to talk to you about that today. So let's begin by starting over in verse 2 of Revelation 5. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. So please notice that. Please notice that and see what it says, and you'll wonder, well, why do some people think that a man can open up this book, or a denomination, or a church, or leaders of religions, that they can somehow open up this book? Here, we're told that can't be done. It simply cannot be done. And just remember that John was not the revelator either, but this all came from God the Father, Revelation 1 and verse 1, and no leader of this world can unlock it. No man on this earth can unlock this great prophecy in Revelation. Verse 5, here's the key to unlocking this door of understanding. And one of the elders said unto me, "Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." That's in verse 5. And it says here that there is a key to this riddle. It's a riddle to the world. This prophecy in Revelation, there is a key to understanding it. And there's only one. There's only one way you can unlock this most important prophetic book in all the Bible. Only one way. Now, it won't come from a church leader or a religious leader. Remember that. It comes from a source that we just often don't even consider. Notice verse 7. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. So here is Jesus Christ before the throne of God. And this was all revealed to John about 1900 years ago. And there's only one way that we can open that book. One way. And it opens up all the world events from the first century right down to the present. But it's mostly focused on this end time. Six of the entire seven seals are opened up in chapter 6. The last 16 chapters cover the last seal, the seventh seal. Now, there's a reason for that, and we'll explain that as we go along here. The seven seals actually begin in Revelation 6, but God has to set the stage for all this. So in verse 4, he talks about the Father sitting on the throne and Jesus Christ standing before him, and there were the 24 elders and this wonderful setting, the four living creatures and all that right there. And here's what God said in verses 1 and 2. And after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up here, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. And immediately was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. So we have here the heavenly setting that God is preparing for these seven seals. And you have to understand where they're coming, where the key is, or where the solution is. That's what he's getting at. And of course, the 24 elders had their white raiments and their golden crowns, and the four living creatures were brilliantly attired as well. Revelation 5 in verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within on the backside, sealed with seven seals. See, now this is not a Bible like we have today, but it was a scroll written on the front and the back. And then at the end of that scroll were seven seals, which means completion. That was the complete message of Revelation to this world. The seven seals comprises the entire prophecy of this book, the prophecy for this world anyhow. And seven, of course, being a number of completion. So those seven seals just cover the entire book. But let me read to you again what I read to you before. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. If you look at the first chapters of Revelation, it covers God and the church. It's not really to this world, as it the world doesn't understand it, but they certainly can understand a lot of these prophecies if they're willing to. But here, if you look at most of the first chapter and chapters 2 and 3, it's about the seven church eras from the first century down to the last. And it was all written by Christ himself. That's why it's in red letter in most, well, any Bible, if it has red letters in it. We get on down then to chapter 5, where it tells us how to understand this book, how to really know, and there's a practical way to do that, and I'm not talking about some abstract, confusing way to understand this. I'm talking about some real, practical Bible study. And there is a fascinating concept here that people simply don't understand for the most part. And I'll tell you, I'm in the process of writing an entire book on Revelation. And I mean, it will be simple and clear where a teenager could understand it. And this is an absolutely essential book of prophecy for this very end time, just before the second coming of Jesus Christ. Let me read to you a few quotes from Herbert W. Armstrong. This is from his book, Revelation Unveiled at Last. And he wrote this, and he said, the writing is in symbols, that is in Revelation. And God uses symbols to hide the meaning from men until the meaning is revealed by none other than Jesus Christ himself. Why would God do that, put this all in symbols, to hide it from men? Well, he doesn't want man to understand it until he's ready to submit to him. If man won't submit, God won't reveal this to him. He says he's revealed it unto babes over in Matthew 11. In other words, a childlike attitude. If you don't have that, he won't reveal it. And these symbols he's talking about, the seven seals are all symbols. And God explains them in another place in the Bible. Now, that's interesting because that tells you a lot about the how to understand the Bible, not only the book of Revelation. But Mr. Armstrong wrote, this is in Mystic Symbols, but Christ, who alone is the revelator, does not at this time and place open up the meaning. He has here merely opened up the words in symbolic form, but not here the meaning. Since Jesus Christ, the revelator, does not reveal the meaning of this particular passage of Scripture, we must look elsewhere to find when and where Jesus Christ does explain the meaning of these symbols. He says here, well, that is the paramount key to the book of Revelation. You'd think, and I think most religious people would probably think, well, look, if you want to know when and where and all this and understand these symbols, you have to go to God and somehow ask Him to give it to you in some abstract way or confusing way that you really can't understand. But here he says, well, Mr. Armstrong says, well, look, you've got to go, those symbols are not explained right there, you have to go someplace else in the Bible and let Jesus Christ show you what they mean, where he did want the disciples to understand, not the rest of the people. Even when Christ was speaking to the people in the world on this earth, when he was on this earth, he spoke, and his disciples were there, but he spoke in parables. And do you know why he spoke in parables? To keep them from understanding, because they weren't ready to be converted. That was not their time. God will reveal that to them in time through resurrections and the like. But he will get the message to them in time. But those parables were all symbols to keep the people from understanding. He wasn't trying to convert them then. He's not trying to convert the world now. He only converts a little remnant to proclaim this message and give everybody an opportunity to receive it if they will receive it as a little child or a babe, as Matthew says. Mark 4, verses 10 through 12, you can see where those parables were written to cover up the meaning and to hide the meaning, but they were explained in another place in the Bible. Matthew 24 explains a lot of them. It also explains a lot of what I'm talking to you about today in these seven seals of Revelation. But let me quote one more paragraph to you. In exactly the same meaning, we find it in this sixth chapter of Revelation, a prophecy cloaked mysteriously in symbols, which have hidden the true meaning from men from about 1900 years now. And so if we want to really understand, we must do as those disciples did. We must go to Jesus, who alone is the true revelator. And since his message to us of this day is now the written word of God, the Bible, we must look to see where in his written word this same Jesus explains to us in plain language the same identical events which are represented by these symbols. Now, think about that. Well, Revelation 6 and those seals, are every one of them is explained in the Olivet Prophecy, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13. But mainly I'll concentrate on Matthew 24 because it covers them more completely than any of the other Gospels. When you're talking about the very first seal, what is it all about? Revelation 6 and beginning in verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And then verse 2 reads, "And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth and conquered and to conquer." So this is a symbol. Well, what do you mean? What does the white horse mean? Well, you have to go to other places in the Bible to determine that. And it's the same with every one of these seals. And this one is, this white horse, and the rider has a bow, but Jesus Christ, when He returns on a white horse, He has a sword. And so most people think this is Jesus Christ it's referring to. It's not. It's referring to false religion and deceiving religion and people who talk about the person of Christ but don't teach you about Christ's message. And all you have to do is turn to Matthew 24, verses 3 through 5, and it explains all that to you in plain language. And that's just the first seal that's unlocked in Matthew 24. So you have to know about this Olivet prophecy to understand all of this. You can go on, and I don't have time to read these, but it talks about the first four seals or the four horsemen of the apocalypse that we've heard so much about. Well, you can read that in verses 3 through 8 of Revelation 6, but if you want the understanding, well, where are you going to get that? Now, how many people do you know that understands about the four horsemen? What are they all about? Well, Matthew explains it very clearly. Number one is false teaching about Christ doing away with His true gospel. And second is wars and rumors of wars. That's what the second seal is all about. And it leads into World War III, after World War I and II. And then third, you have famine. And four, you have pestilence and epidemics. And it brings death to people all over this earth, to the tune of one-third of the people killed by such events. Now, it's all you can just number them right there in Matthew 24, if you will, and explains every one of those seals in Revelation 6. And you can count them. In Revelation 6, verses 9 and 11, talks about the fifth seal, which is really the martyrdom of the saints, or the great tribulation that comes on the world. Well, where is that going to be explained? God let His people, His lukewarm people, be martyred anciently. And He's going to let His lukewarm people be martyred in this end time if they don't repent of their sin. He's talking about people who knew God and turned away from Him. And He says, now they'd better do some repenting. You read in Matthew 24, verses 10 through 13, and verses 21 through 24. And you'll see there what it's talking about, the great tribulation. It explains it. And only those people who are worthy are going to be able to escape all that. The next seal, it's talking about the heavenly signs in Revelation 6, and they're explained in Matthew 24 and verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. So here you have, That's actually the sixth seal, Revelation 6, verses 12 and 13. Read that, and then read Matthew 24 and verse 29, and it's explaining what that sixth seal is, the heavenly signs. And that comes immediately after the great tribulation. That's not during the tribulation. Then we have Revelation 6. It talks about the seventh seal. And what is that? Well, there are seven trumpets, seven plagues that God is sending on Israel because of their sins. Seven trumpet plagues. And at the conclusion of the seventh plague, Jesus Christ is going to return on the last trump, the last trumpet sounding. You can read about the In Revelation 8, when the seventh seal is opened, and then you have the seven trumpets, and these trumpets are plagues. And anciently, Israel always blew the trumpets when there was a war. War is coming. war is coming to this earth. It's beginning with the nations of Israel, but then it's going to continue after 2.5 years to the day of the Lord, which is a year. And God is going to wreak more havoc on this earth than there ever has been. And that's going to be concluded, thank God, by the return of Jesus Christ. He's going to have to stop it or there would be no flesh saved alive, the Moffat translation says of Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. Now, the warning is of war. And you can read more about the seventh seal in Revelation 9 and verse 20. I don't have time to get into all of that. But if you want to know again about that last trumpet, well, look at Matthew 24, verses 30 through 31. It's about the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is something that's very practical, and that you can understand exactly what Christ is saying, but you can't understand it in Revelation 6. It's all in symbols to keep us from understanding. But you go over to Matthew 24, and you're in it. All seven of those events are covered there in Matthew 24, almost precisely like they are in Revelation 6 and the remaining chapters for the seventh seal. That is just such a wonderful, wonderful truth. Notice Revelation 11 and verse 15, "And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever." Revelation 11, verse 15 says, "Behold your God." Your God is coming at the conclusion of all of this. That's the best news you could ever possibly hear. Look at what is happening in this world. How is it going to be stopped? Well, Christ tells you very plainly in Matthew 24. We have a graph here that we'll show you. It tells you a lot about this. Well, the whole seven seals, actually. But I'll tell you, when you go through and look at all this, you can see and understand very clearly why the Bible is Jesus Christ in print. You have to go and find in that Bible where Christ explains the symbols and the parables and so on. And that's a wonderful revelation from God. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
The biblical book of Revelation is horribly misunderstood by most people today. But there is a way to truly understand this perplexing book. Discover the one and only key to unlocking Revelation. The Four Horsemen comprise one of the most striking visions in the entire Bible. Step by step, these horsemen symbolize catastrophic events to occur in the near future. They are racing toward us at this very moment. Request our free booklet, The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, to understand the paradoxical truth about the coming tribulation, that God's own people will be affected most of all. As world events steamroll toward another world war, God's one true church carries out a weighty commission. Request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, Prophesy Again, to learn more about the astounding responsibility given to God's church in the end time. This mission is beyond the ability of human minds to fully comprehend. God's loyal people must declare the mystery. They must also teach that all who have ever lived will one day hear the mystery. Beyond that, every human being must be taught how to teach the mystery to others. Generation after generation, for millions and billions of years, people will pass along this hope-filled message. Every indication points to God's family expanding throughout the universe forever. The book of Revelation is full of alarming and terrifying images. The most frightening of them all is found in chapters 13 and 17. Request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, Who or What is the Prophetic Beast, to learn more about this fearsome power. It is a deadly combination of church and state. For centuries, this beast has massacred millions and corrupted billions.
Prove for yourself the specific governments and religious entities that have presided over this black and painful nightmare. Your Bible describes a coming time of unparalleled bloodshed and destruction. The dreadful beast of Revelation will rise once again to bring this present world to its final end. You will also receive a copy of Gerald Fleury's free reprint article, The Seven Seals of Revelation Have Been Opened. No man has the power to unlock the book of Revelation or to understand the sequence of events that precede the second coming of Jesus Christ. Only God can reveal the seven seals of Revelation. Very recently, he has done just that. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, Prophesy Again, Who or What is the Prophetic Beast, and The Seven Seals of Revelation Have Been Opened. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, Prophesy Again, Who or What is the Prophetic Beast, and The Seven Seals of Revelation Have Been Opened. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. If you would prefer to write, send your request to The Key of David, P.O. Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083.